Quaker Meeting in Portland, Oregon.
You can find more information about our community at westhillsfriends.org.
As a Quaker community, we encourage everyone to share from their hearts,
especially as it pertains to God's leading in their lives.
These words are shared into a community that values the opportunity to respond and dialogue about what is said.
The responses and dialogue are not included in this recording.
The views expressed in this content are solely those of the original contributor
and do not necessarily speak for the entire West Hills Friends community.
Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.
My partner and I went on our first date to the Philadelphia Museum of Art. So, because I'm a sappy little fella, I decided to surprise my partner with a membership to the Portland Art Museum for their birthday this February. What I remember about that first date was that I don't recall one single piece of art. I remember my sweaty palms, my jittery legs bouncing me like a scared little baby on the SEPTA train to 30th Street Station in downtown Philadelphia. You see, I've always been the cute, pudgy fella who befriended you like a brother. Gil, in solidarity. Pudgy fellows. Really good brother friends. So I befriended you like a brother. I was the guy who made one hell of a friend, but romance was hard to come by. No one wants to date their brother-like buddy. So I was on a date with a person who said they liked me too, at a place appropriate for two people who stumbled upon the knowledge of a shared love of artistic expression. Despite the love-drunk blackout I experienced that day, I look back and remember the hope-filled, nervous, excited, love-infused energy held among some of the most famous pieces of art. I wanted to remember and honor that early experience. A membership to the Portland Art Museum was a gift of ongoing experience, of being intentional about bringing our weary, nervous, excited energy into those galleries and to let it ping and bounce around. I was in the area of the art museum and decided to pop in to purchase the membership to be ready for my partner's birthday. After filling out the required paperwork, I was reminded that alongside the membership purchase, I could go into the museum immediately. Looking at my imaginary watch, I discovered I had about an hour before my next meeting. I walked up the stairs alongside the group of middle schoolers having just unloaded from the bus into the lobby. It was field trip day. With my ADHD attuned and heightened, I would avert my eyes from a piece hanging on the wall to the poor chaperone, dragging behind them six middle schoolers, most of which had the hoods of their sweatshirts so tightly drawn around their head that absolutely no light could be entering. The chaperone, fumbling with a packet of papers barely stapled together, says, "Okay, everyone, this is, hold on, let me check my packet. What number is this one? Oh, number 21. This is a piece depicting a man standing in front of his home garden. What do you notice about his position relative to his home?" Crickets. For my remaining hour, I darted back and forth between being present with the art alongside observing the way 100 or so young people experienced this place. I shared this experience with my partner when I got home. In addition to the details, I found commentary falling out of my mouth. It felt like the subconscious thoughts had been secretly scheming to surprise me with surprisingly coherent lessons from observing the middle schoolers at the art museum. I said aloud, "You know, now that I think of it, maybe that is why spirituality still matters." "What? Where did that come from?" I thought that as I said it aloud. "Keep talking, though." So I did, continuing, "Like in Godly Play, every Sunday, there's a doorkeeper. Today it's Rosalie. And right now, Rosalie is down there with a line of children, and she's asking them a question before they go into the room. The question is, are you ready?" This is a way of connecting with these young people, and it allows them to tell them that they're happy that they're here. Do you know what's interesting? Every training I've been to with adults experiencing Godly Play for the first time, nearly everyone says, when the doorkeeper asked me, "Are you ready?" I felt surprised and a bit put on the spot. Was I ready for this experience? And what would being ready even feel like anyway? My partner looked back at me, already noticing the connection about to be made. The blurted out conclusion of this unprocessed thought was what if communities practicing spirituality could be showing the world the way of loving, compassionate, honest, attentive presence for ourselves and others? I went to school for years, learning about building and sustaining Christian community, about complex theologies with all kinds of fancy words and phrases, about biblical hermeneutics. I attended debates and arguments about same-sex relationships and abortion, where we got all tangled up in what Jesus did and didn't say. I've been a professional Christian now for 15 years, and I've witnessed just how complicated being a church can be. And so, when the post-art museum commentary fell out of my mouth as a "when it comes down to it" type of statement, I felt tears welling up in my eyes. What if that is all we're being asked to do? To show the world the way of loving, compassionate, honest, and attentive presence to ourselves and to others. And what if it changes everything for everyone, everywhere? The tears came easily, I think, because it has felt like we've lost our way. The Christian church has lost its way. And my spoken hope for spiritual community felt like a flare shot into the dark, signaling us in the direction of home. How our hearts are when we show up changes the way we are present. It is why I have never given in to the easy criticism of abstract art, that it is just paint mindlessly spilled on a canvas and called art. Sure, it is that. Of course, as the plaque next to the piece will say, acrylic on canvas. And yet, if we arrive at an art museum with our hearts prepared for judgment, like, heck, I could even do that, or this piece is good and that piece is bad, then of course the abstract painting will seem absurd to us. If we arrive at Quaker worship with our hearts oriented in the same way, then we will show up expecting a performance that we can critique. The question asked of our children in Godly Play is a heart question. It invites them into wondering about their inner emotional and psychological realities. It creates an opportunity for reorientation or acknowledging that today I bring my anxious, exhausted, weary, or frustrated self in need of care and loving presence. It allows them and their caregivers to know how to be with them in a more compassionate way. When we enter the art museum with our hearts oriented towards allowing the pieces to enter into our internal narrative, we may find ourselves having a different experience. Now the paint splattered on the canvas may have a calming presence that allows us to stay in that restorative place. One of the Bible passages that have made the jump from my evangelical days to today is Romans 12:2, which reads, "Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." This opportunity for a renewal of mind, a daily renewal of heart, of spirit, it transforms the way we are present to ourselves and to others. This so-called kingdom of God, this heaven of no pain, no suffering, no strife, no hatred, this reality we Christians believe we're creating here, and perhaps not fulfilled until after a death, is it nothing more than each soul living aligned with the spirit of love and light, which guides us towards nothing but compassion and liberation for all? In such a reality, we'd have no occasion for war, for hatred, or power over one another. And as it often does, it starts with us. It starts with our one sacred, light-filled life. And it is us together helping and holding in the practice of aligning ourselves with the light.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We're really happy that so many of you are finding it to be helpful and as a way to stay connected with what's going on with us here at West Hills Friends. If you'd like to stay connected with us in other ways, we have a couple options for you. You can check out our website. It's westhillsfriends.org. There you'll find some more information about who we are as a community. You can also follow us on Facebook. We have a Facebook account by just searching for West Hills Friends. You can also follow us on Instagram. We have a Instagram account with the name West Hills Friends. So we hope that you'll get connected with us in other ways. And again, thanks for taking the time to listen to this podcast.